Yisachar Landau, Simin Reish Chet, Sifte Zayin, to Yud Chet and Simin Reish Chet. Very Negea Lalach Lamaitza. Hopefully not too Negea because it has a lot to do with Toys and Brachel, but I don't know how he knew. But Yisachar Landau was, he had a lot of childhood trauma like many people have of not having enough food in Erev Pesach. There's nothing to eat, except for borscht. So came Erev Pesach, and they made a siyum, Baruch Hashem, in the mornings. What did they serve at the siyum? They served the kinyas, cookies, that only the Sfaradim could eat during Pesach. And they served dates. So he was happily munching on some dates, Baruch Hashem, one after the next, after the next, after the next. And he was pretty satisfied when he was finished. And he got up to take a drink, and he has the slightest idea whether or not he made a bracha or not. So he turns to the guy that made this to him, and he says, maybe give me mite to me. So he says, I'll tell you the truth. I don't really tell this to many people, but once you already asked me to give mite to me, I don't have a tzudas mitzvah without washing. So I washed. It's still early in the morning, 8 o'clock. I washed. But if you want, I can mite to you with benching. I'll be mite to you with the first bracha of benching. Is that a problem? So he didn't see any other eitzah. So there's no one else to ask. So what do you have to lose? No problem. Bekitzer, he sits down. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Al Mechiyo V'Al Kakol. No. Hazones Ha'olam. Hazones Ha'olam Kulei B'Tuvei B'Chein B'Chesed B'Rachamim. Baruch atah Hashem, Hazones Ha'olam. Now he really doesn't know what to do. Is he Yotze or not Yotze? Are you Yotze if he started off making Al Mechiyo and he switched to Hazones Ha'olam Kulei? Or is he not? He had no idea what to do. He's looking around for an Eitzah, and Baruch Hashem, he sees that they have grape juice. What else do they serve in this? Grape juice. Is there any problem taking a drink of grape juice, a revius of grape juice, and then throwing into the Ala Eitzah, Ala Gefen, Al-Priya Gefen, throw in an Ala Eitzah, Al-Priya Eitzah for the tomorrow? Help Yisachar Landau out of his predicament. So, Achas L'Achas. We have to, the halachas are a little bit mesubach, so just bear with me. Achas lachas. The halacha is, if a person has a suffix, minageah to a bracha, the mechaber passes the end of reish tes, that all brachas, except for birchas amazin, all brachas are a suffix, they're abonin, and we go lekula. That means that a bracha achreino, lechero, if it's not a birchas amazin, then we go lekula, and you're not mechiv to make another bracha achreino. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's a big machlek, it's achreino, mil rishenim. And many Rishonim hold that al shivas haminim, it's also a topic deraisa, if you ate kidei sviya, which Yisachar did, he ate kidei sviya of the date, then it's a topic deraisa, and he says you should really have another kezayis and pater with an ala eitz to pater. The problem was that there were no more dates, so that wasn't an option. Mamelami ikar adin, we pass in that it's topic derakula, and if you don't have anything to do, then you're fine. However, lechatchila, when it's if it's even though it's not birchas hamazon or birchas haTorah, he's mitzayin over here. It's a brachas mein shalish. You should try to get somebody else to pater you, or not, or you should eat some more yourself. Now, can the person pater you? Can you be patered when you ate dates with a birchas hamazon? So that is mahalachim of fresh and shochan aruch. That somebody that benched, it's really gemara daf yud beis, that if you benched on dates, you're okay. Not only that. We paskin not like the mechaber who says that on Yerushalmi kugel or daisas, which is not possible to kiss on a mezernis, which is a tafshil, says the mechaber you can't be yotzei. The ma'isa we paskin says the Mishnah Berurah like the achronim that you could be yotzei with a birchas hamazon if it's something which is mazon, which is like daisa, and therefore, and he says dates also and wine also. Memela, this guy lechero he could be yotzei b'di eved where he has no other option. Had shatat chak ki b'di eved ami. And Mamela, the same way that Bidiyevet, had he said, Azana Sarilim Kula, and would have said the first bracha would have been Yaitse, then so to Lacharo, if he's stuck, his best Eitse is to be Yaitse with somebody else who's saying the first bracha. Now, what happened with this guy? He started off and he said, Ala Michiv Al Kalkala. So that means that when he started his bracha Lacharo, what did he have in mind when he started his bracha? So we saw, the Mechaber said, some of us saw, the Mechaber said, a massive Chiddush that the Achrenim do not go with. Mechaber said that we go bust the schilas, the psichas of bracha. If you, when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, you had in mind the right thing, we don't care what you said at the end. You could have said Asher Yotzer at the end. As long as at the beginning you had in mind the right bracha, then maybe there it's not a berach a mitzvah, it's berach a nani, yesh lodim. But you could have said on crackers, you could have said brei priya eitz, and you're still yetzer, because at the psicho, you had in mind when you said baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, the richtige bracha, doesn't make a difference what you said afterwards. L'maisa achrenim saying that's not, we don't go like that. You have to have it, you zikr need a chasima karoi. The question is, what happens if you didn't have in mind at the beginning the right bracha? You said baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam on a cracker, and you thought that it was a grape. So you had in mind to say ha'eit. Then afterwards you said, oh, you realize it's a cracker, but v'reminim izaynet. Or you even said, brei priya ha'eit, v'reminim izaynet. In either one of those cases, b'di'evid yur yaitse. B'di'evid yur yaitse. Because it's a suffix in the Gemara, b'ayit lev shita, samid amon l'kula. What happens when you get to a daraisa, says Mishnah Berurah? Let's say you did this, and you had a suffix on a daraisa. And you said, b'rachat al-shem, l'keinu melech ha'olam, and you thought that you had fruit, so you meant to say, ala eitzva priya eitz, and you start off ala eitzva priya eitz, and then you realize, you washed. And you have to say, azan asaylam. He says, it doesn't work. You can't switch it. However, he says, by ala michi, you could switch it. If you thought that you had cookies or crackers, and you wanted to say alamichio, and you said alamichio v'alkalkal, and then you realize you have to bench, he says, since it's all muzzin, you could be yetzin. Not only that, the Be'er Lecha says, in this case, the case of Yisachar Landau's friend, the guy, when he started making the bracha, he knew he had to bench. He told him, I have to bench. He knew exactly what he ate. He just, itko b'milule, he made a mistake, and it just slipped out of his mouth to say alamichio v'alkalkal. That, in that case, for sure, he's able to be Mesakin, Teichid Ediber, and say, Hazan Esra'ilam Kulay. Just Agav, from here at Mavur, in this, a Chiddush for Kol HaTerah Kula, from the day that you're 13, the day you're 120, and beyond, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, a massive Chiddush. Teichid Ediber is from the time that you finish your mistake. That means, if you said, Hazan Esra'ilam Kulay, Tevichim Mechazur Rachmun, and then you realize you have to say, Al Mechav Al Kalkala. You don't count three words from Baruch HaTashem Mekinah Malach Olam. You count it from when you ended your mistake. Then you go back, and you say, as long as you, after you stop talking, within Teich Dei Dibur, you realize your mistake, you go back and you do it. So in this case, Lachara, he could be Yaitse, Yisachar could be Yaitse, with Eli Kunzliger, he was the guy that made the team. You remember? With his benching, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he had a suffix. Can he use, now that he didn't know what to do, can he make a Brei Priya Gafen on wine or grape juice? And throw in a ala itz al priya itz. Lichatchila, we try not to do that. When you're matzah b'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin not like the Mechaber says, and yes, you could do that.